This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. I got to tell you, friends, I am humbled when I look at the live streams and I see these individuals from all over the United States of America saying hello. I want to tell you, I am humbled by your presence. I appreciate your trust and the fact that the matters we are sticking to the Word of God and to the U.S. Constitution. If you're looking for resolve, that's exactly what you should be looking to. Put that up against Hebrews 12:2 when you get just a moment. Folks, we're going to be talking, by the way, welcome. Welcome very much. I very much welcome all of you. We're going to be talking about another business assaulted by this government that's tolerated by the American people. Remember, it's been said every country deserves the government that it has, especially in this country, because what we see is a reflection of the American people. But we're going to be talking about another business assaulted by this government. Fully armed officers illegally raid a hair salon in California. I'm not making this up, friends. I'm not making this up. I have some audio for you. I have some information today for you that you will never in a million years hear from the mainstream media because it counters their own narrative. Again, remember, Satan's not divided against himself, because if he was, then how is his house going to stand? And it's not. Put that up against Mark 3:25. Now, with that said, friends, I want to let you know, first off, if you want to call in at any time, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Let's get to this right away because I have much information to bestow upon you. It was just reported in Minneapolis alone, which is about an hour from where I live, in Minnesota, that 94 Twin City restaurants that closed permanently in 2020. And it's got a whole list of them, okay? And if they didn't just basically drown concerning this pandemic and these unconstitutional forced compliance edicts given by the tyrants known as governors and mayors in the United States of America, I'll tell you what, they probably didn't survive it. And the ones that I'm highlighting right now, friends, the 94, did not survive it. And if you do survive it, keep in mind, in certain states, friends, the governors will sick the dogs on you concerning those agencies that most people don't even think of, because most normal people wouldn't do the things that these brown shirts and these SS operatives are doing to their own people. That's a fact, and it is history. I wanted to let you know that, yes, indeed, there's 94 businesses that have been closed down in Minnesota. And when I think about this, the good news is that the $900 billion COVID relief bill passed Congress, and this is now sent to Donald Trump. Now, keep in mind, notice the timelines here. This is on December 22nd, okay? I'm going to read this for you really quick. Congress passed a $900 billion pandemic relief package Monday night that would finally deliver long-sought cash to businesses and individuals and resources to vaccinate a nation confronting a frightening surge in COVID-19 cases and deaths. Okay? This is what it says. This is the mainstream media. This is the Associated Press. Lawmakers tacked on a $1.4 trillion catch-all spending bill, pork, and thousands of pages of other in-session businesses in a massive bundle of bipartisan legislation as Capitol Hill prepared to close the books on this year. The bill goes to the president, namely Donald Trump, for his signature, which is expected in the coming days. Well, the fact of the matter is, friends, going now to the next day. Okay? This is the next day. I want you to listen carefully. This is on the 23rd. On Tuesday, President Donald Trump expressed his displeasure with the new COVID-19 bill, which passed both the House and Senate before heading to the president's desk. Okay? Democrats and Republicans, both unconstitutional parties, we are a constitutional republic, Article 4, Section 4, were hopeful that the president would sign the bill and get the ball rolling on $600 individual payments for most Americans. But the president said in no uncertain terms on Tuesday night that the bill in its current forms is a no-go. Okay, this again is what he said. Trump noted the extraordinary length of the bill, which clocked in at an impressive 5,593 pages. See how they want to fatigue you into compliance, friends? He then listed his top expensive grievances, including many to public institutions that have been closed during the pandemic. Now listen carefully. It's called the COVID relief bill. Okay, that's what it's called. But it has almost nothing to do with COVID. This bill contains $85.5 million for assistance to Cambodia, $134 million to Burma, $1.3 billion for Egypt and the Egyptian military, which will go out and buy almost exclusively Russian military equipment, $25 million for democracy and gender programs in Pakistan, $505 million to Belize, Costa Rica, El Salvador, Guatemala, Honduras, Nicaragua, and Panama, $40 million for the Kennedy Center in Washington, D.C., which is not even open for business, $1 billion for the Smithsonian, and an additional $154 million for the National Gallery of Art. Likewise, these facilities are essentially not open, but yet that's where all the money is going. Okay, is everybody with me? Okay, Trump signs the Corona Relief and Government Funding Bill, adding $2.3 trillion to the national deficit. Wow! I thought it was a no-go. Hey, folks, do you understand what's going on behind this invisible enemy? Your coffers are being emptied by your said representatives. This is called redistribution of wealth. They are taking your tax dollars and they are funding foreign governments. What does this have to do with COVID-19? Well, probably the same thing that many of these omnibus bills, which, by the way, the first legislative act done by that of Judas, you know him as Paul Ryan, back in December 15th of 2015, and Donald Trump's first legislative bill, the omnibus bill, it had very little to do with helping anybody in the United States of America, but nobody wanted to listen to me back then. And that was reported by Breitbart, okay? And the fact of the matter is, I'm telling you what the mainstream media is telling you, and I am showing you Americans how you are consistently and continuously being played through this coronavirus. This pork had nothing to do with COVID. This pork in this bill had nothing to do with helping Americans. Americans, I have a question for you. What is it that you need to see? What sort of things do they need to do before you finally stand up and lawfully deal with every single one of them? So, folks, no matter what they say, it's what they do as to how we are to judge them according to the Word of God. 2 Corinthians 11:14, Matthew 7:16. And the fact of the matter is, this is nothing but corrupt, and this is nothing but the act of a bunch of treasonous individuals against we the people in aiding foreign countries during this time.
It was William Booth who founded the Salvation Army that said, "I consider that the chief dangers which confront the coming century will be religion without the Holy Ghost, Christianity without Christ, forgiveness without repentance, salvation without generation, politics without God, and heaven without hell. It was also the same William Booth who said, if you want to change the future, then you're going to have to trouble the present. Well, we here at the Sons of Liberty have always been a troubler of the present to preserve our future for generations to come. And you can be a part of it too. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button where you can join us in taking part in winning this nation for Christ by becoming a son or daughter of liberty. You can also make a one-time donation as well by clicking the Donate Securely button on our landing page. We cannot do this apart from you. We are all together in this fight to win America back unto Christ and restore us back to the foundations that made us great. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com today.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together. Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on sonsoflibertymedia.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
That's right. Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. I'm going to hit a couple of these comments in just a moment on Top Chat right now. If you want to check us out online, you want to book us, now's the time to do it. We're going to be in Michigan in about 3 weeks here, as well as Tennessee. I don't know where that's going to extend itself concerning dates, but we know that they're starting to fill in right now. With that said, if you want to check us out, sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you want to book us, now's the time to do it. 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Go to sonsoflibertymedia.com. That is our media outlet page. We have contributors from all over the United States of America, from preachers to constitutional attorneys that are a part of the culture war, that are actually in the good fight of faith. 1 Timothy 6:12. Check it out. sonsoflibertymedia.com. 13 to 15 articles combating the lies through the mainstream media and their useful idiots, their propagandists. Read John 8:44 and put that up against their useful idiots, because that's exactly who they are. Go to the top right side of the page. You'll see the platform in which we are on, and the platform in which we are on now. Go ahead and click onto it. Join us on Top Chat, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Subscribe. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Subscribe. You can always find us there. Our channels, our information there, as well as Tim Brown's early morning show on the sonsoflibertyradio.com as well. Now, with that said, go over to beforeitsnews.com. We're also on that platform, beforeitsnews.com. Go ahead and click onto the platform. Join us on Top Chat. You can also give us a call at any time, 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. We follow the Christ here. That's the best place to be. Found in the Son of God, friends, who makes men free, John 8:32, because we all understand that the Bible is the rock upon which our republic rests, the Mosaic institution. It's called common law. Okay? Just giving you a heads up, namely mainly to those that are first-time listeners today. I just want to say concerning the content as to what we were talking about during the first segment and this COVID relief bill, which had nothing to do with aiding businesses, nothing to do with aiding the American people, but which had everything in the world to do with aiding foreign countries like that of Egypt, like that of Burma, like that of El Salvador, Costa Rica, Belize, Guatemala, Honduras, Nicaragua. You need to understand, friends, they're complaining right now about how much they should give to the American people. This is the great buyout. This is the point where the government looks at the American people to see who they can buy off. Which one will sell themselves out for a $600 check? Friends, that's an appeasement check. They're trying to buy you off. And I'm here to tell you, that's how slaves are made, okay? Either we're going to stand on principle in these ever-changing times, or else we're just going to go along with the ever-changing times. But I'm here to tell you, the Bible speaks out against those that are given to change. We need to hold to the law. We need to be people of principle in this country right now and stand against what's taking place, because this is redistribution of wealth to third world countries, friends. They're stealing your money. The smoke screen is the COVID virus. Okay? This is the smoke screen. And what they're doing through every emergency, they keep going back to your coffers. They steal your money. They label their little bills, friends, to those, they label them in such a fashion where it appeals to your senses, or you know what, that sounds good, you know, who can deny that they're looking out for us? Well, the fact of the matter concerning every one of their bills, friends, if you would just pull the curtain back, it was like the Patriot Act after September 11th. If you looked at the Patriot Act, friends, it should have been rightly defined as the Unpatriot Act, because it's an act of tyranny. But Americans didn't look at that. They just looked at what was in front of them. They just kept looking at what the media kept putting in front of them over and over and over again. And then they trusted the government is to do the right thing, when in fact they did the exact opposite. They did the wrong thing. And if it was the Muslims that were allegedly responsible for the towers, as they want us to believe, then why is it that they're infiltrating our government today? I'm here to tell you as a preacher, because this is the sign of perfect judgment upon a nation. Leviticus 26, starting in verse 15. Check it out. Read it slow and open your eyes and look at what's going on around you, friends. Because this is judgment, no ifs, ands, or buts about it. But with that said, friends, with all this pork in this bill, with all this rhetoric going on and how Trump's not happy about it, and, you know, it's going to be a no, I'm going to veto the bill. Well, the fact of the matter is, friends, just a couple days later, he signed the bill. Does anybody pay attention to what these people are doing rather than to what they're saying? In contrast, because what they say and what they do don't line up. We were told by this administration on the campaign trail, before he became the president of the United States of America, it's going to be so easy to basically erase or eradicate the national deficit. Folks, at the end of the day, the national deficit has risen $8.3 trillion under Donald Trump. Just the exact opposite of what we've been promised. Now, going over to Top Chat and looking at some of the responses from our friends, it's interesting how they're blaming Biden. I'm here to tell you, Joe Biden didn't sign the bill. Donald Trump signed the bill. And if you're going to argue with me on this issue, it shows you that you're unprincipled. What I like to tell people when they say, Bradley, are you anti-Trump? Are you anti-Bush? Are you anti-Obama? No. Wait a second. I am a Christocrat, okay? I am a man that is for the law. And I'm for the law that keeps us free if we obey those laws, okay? We were warned of party spirit of affiliations. Beware of the party spirit, said George Washington. Beware of the party spirit, said John Adams. They understood how that this was going to be used. The Republican, the Democrats, and 98 other party affiliations were going to be used to divide each other, because if they can divide you, friends, that house is going to fall and you're easily controlled. We need to be a principled people here and get back to the law. And if we're all for the law, we're all Christocrats, guess what? We're going to be liberated. But at this time, concerning what just took place again, I'm here to tell you that what you see on the horizon concerning your said representatives are the spirit of Judas on every given front. And it's interesting how they're agreed once again, friends. They're always agreed. The American people lose as they steal. American people lose as they steal more. And it's interesting how they go in, they're broke, and before you know it, in just a couple years, they aggrandize wealth unto themselves that nobody can explain. But if you use just a little common sense, you'll understand that they're not working for you Americans. They're working for special interest groups, and they are doing their best in unity, both right and left. They work for the same powers that are tolerated. You need to understand, friends, that they're working at tearing down the U.S. Constitution in an attempt to recreate a global order. And this is nothing anybody can denounce any longer, friends, because it's right in front of our face. Now, let me get over to another topic here, because I want to highlight something that you are not hearing, but it's encouraging if you listen to what is, in fact, taking place. Let's go over to the Netherlands. And I want you to listen to this nurse in the Netherlands, okay, just to confirm and reaffirm what I've been telling you as to what's taking place in other countries on a global scale. I want you to listen to what this nurse has to tell you, America, and what she is saying to the people of her prospective country in the Netherlands that you will never hear through the mainstream media in a million years. Listen to what she says and be encouraged.
Hello, I'm Elke de Klerk from the Netherlands, and I want to state that we do not have a medical pandemic or epidemic, because those words are also used to each other. We also state that COVID-19 should not be on list A for any longer, because we now know that it is a normal flu virus, and the normal flu virus isn't on list A. So we are also starting a lawsuit to the state of the Netherlands to bring this in with a large group of doctors and a really large group of nurses also, because we have contact with 87,000 nurses that do not want the vaccine.
87,000 nurses.
The guinea pig, as we say in Dutch.
Whoa! Wait, did my ears serve me correctly? In the Netherlands? They're bringing forth a lawsuit? Who is? Doctors and nurses? You mean they're not just going along with the mainstream media the way that the mainstream media would have you believe? Absolutely not. They're not, friends. What you're also not being told is that these countries in the hundreds of thousands are rising in defiance of tyranny in their prospective governments. It's not enough to say, leave us alone. It's enough for people on a global scale to lawfully deal with these said representatives and throw every single one in jail for their fraud that they are perpetrating purposely because they've sold out the people of their prospective countries. But I'm again here to tell you, friends, that what you're hearing through the mainstream media is backfiring. As a matter of fact, if you go to the Washington Post, it's interesting to note that a piece was just written that an anti-vaccination and leaders are seizing on coronavirus to push resistance to inoculation in America. Why? Because they know that they're being lied to, just like the 87,000 doctors and nurses in the Netherlands alone who are saying no to the COVID-19, friends. They've lost the narrative, and you've got to take on that conversation and begin to walk in the same direction as the rest of us. We'll be right back.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Trump administration has said the goal was for 20 million people to be vaccinated by the end of the year. As of Monday morning, the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention COVID data tracker reported just over 2 million people receiving their first dose. As far as where things stand moving forward, Admiral Brett Jouard telling MSNBC,
so by the end of this week, we will have distributed about 15.6 million doses to the states. That means through the FedEx and UPS trucks to the states. We announced this morning a distribution of another 4.2 plus million that will occur next week, so that by the end of next week, we'll be at about 19.9 million distributed.
A new Gallup poll finds that President Trump is the most admired man of 2020. You're listening to USA Radio News. Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders continuing his push for the Senate to pass a bill that will give Americans a $2,000 stimulus check.
Working families need help now, not next year, but right now. The House did the right thing. I congratulate them. And now it is time for the Senate to step up to the plate and do what the working families of this country overwhelmingly want us to do.
As the violence continues in Portland, police are at wit's end.
Portland, Oregon police officials are asking the public to help break the cycle of violence where shootings and murders have jumped exponentially. At least 850 shootings have been reported in Portland as of December 24th. That's up more than 116%, with 393 shootings reported in all of 2019. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Okay, so let me just clarify a couple of things. We got some people that aren't paying attention as usual. We got some people saying, you know what, your show is more commercials than show. Are you kidding me, Terry? Are you serious? Why don't you listen to Fox News for a minute? And the fact of the matter is, this is a ministry, and if the people knew better to support a ministry such as ours, and I'm not saying it in a shameful way or a degrading way, but I am when people don't pay attention to the facts, a ministry like ours receives less than 0.5% of 1% of all finances that the $12 trillion that goes into the churches today. Why? Because it's a black and white ministry. It's not a ministry begging for money. It's not a ministry telling you everything that you want to hear. It's telling you what you should hear rather than what you want to hear. And ministries like that don't make a whole lot of jing. So due to the fact that GCN has support and basically sponsors, that's why you hear those commercials. Now, if people knew it and took it upon themselves to know within themselves a ministry like mine is not one of those that's going around and buying three houses and four cabins and two boats and five cars and this, that, and the other thing, well, I wouldn't have to have sponsors in the sense of what GCN is doing. And by the way, GCN is the one that is carrying our show on a nationwide basis. So please do me a favor and think before you post your nonsense, because it's just not true. And going back to what you originally said, there's not more commercials. If there's commercials, the commercials are there because of what GCN has running through the show, and we're appreciative of the fact that we got GCN airing the show in 133 cities, and we're also very thankful for the people that have made this the number one and number two show in the country, as well as in 53 countries throughout the week out of 65 different show hosts. So do me a favor, think before you post your nonsense. And the bottom line is, friends, it's just not true. And I had someone the other day say, you got 15 minutes of commercials and there's nothing going on. It's like, where are we at? What are you talking about? That's not who we are, and that's not what we're doing over here. We're doing what we have to do to stay above, and that's exactly what we're going to continuously do until the people know within themselves that we are a ministry that needs your support, because it's your support that keeps us out there. And if you'd like to support, go to sonsoflibertymedia.com and go to the store, go to memberships, become a son or a daughter of Liberty. Again, sonsoflibertymedia.com, go to the store. Now, I want to get back to the topic because I got a couple more things I need to cover before I get to my main topic of another business assaulted by this government that Americans have tolerated. Fully armed officers illegally raid a Californian hair salon. I'm not making this up. How many times has that guy had the rug pulled from him, friends, but he does it anyways? Oh my goodness, this is inciting domestic insurrection, to say the least. Yesterday, I was talking about the smokescreen during the last segment concerning the coronavirus and how they've lost their narrative, how they're losing traction, how the lawsuits are beginning to flood in, how the people are catching on to what's going on. During the break, you heard more lies and more propaganda about the 1 million people that have already been vaccinated, almost 2 million. Folks, it's all lies. It's all baloney. I want you to hear this because it's important that you hear it. I played in part this piece yesterday where the President of the United States of America called the vaccination a Christmas miracle, and his little sidekick, his little henchman, Pastor Jeffress, says vaccines are a present from God. I want you to hear the whole thing, and then I want to come back and I want to play some brand new audio from a nurse in Tennessee that wants you to know the fact of the matter when it comes to these coronavirus vaccinations. Because now, friends, although she was warned, she had to learn the hard way. I don't know why we have to learn that way, but this is one such case, and I want her to tell you the situation in just a moment. But first, listen to this Fox News report. By the way, this is not CNN. Although it sounds exactly like them, keep in mind they're all working for the same corporations worldwide, six corporations, friends. Okay, they're all reading the same teleprompters. And why people think that Fox News is the way to go, you have got to be kidding me, because you're definitely kidding yourself if that's what you've deceived yourself into believing. This is Fox News. Listen to this useful idiot, steer the conversation, and then listen carefully as to how Pastor Jeffers comes in and basically high fives what she has to say during his introduction. Check this out.
President Trump calling the coronavirus vaccine a Christmas miracle. Just 10 days since the vaccination campaign began, more than 1 million Americans got their first dose in the last couple of weeks. But a new USA Today Suffolk University poll shows a fifth of those surveyed would not take the shot if it were available to them today.
A fifth?
So, should community leaders and faith leaders do more to encourage people to get vaccinated? Joining us now, senior pastor at the First Baptist
Church. Listen carefully. A pastor.
News contributor, Robert Jeffress. Good morning, Pastor Jeffress, and Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you, Nicole.
Now, it has been a devastating year, 2020, and as you know, people of faith, of those looking for faith, look to their faithful leaders such as yourself to give them some advice. And as we have been in the dark ages of the 2020, to get to that renaissance in 2021, we need as many Americans as possible to get the vaccination. So what is your message to your community and those around you? Do you believe that you should help in getting people to understand the
benefits
of the vaccine? Listen carefully.
Absolutely, Nicole. You know, for the past 10 months, millions of Americans have been praying to God, asking for relief from this pandemic. And I believe God has answered that prayer through these vaccines.
Whoa.
I'm calling these vaccines an early Christmas present from God.
An early Christmas present from God.
Science to bring healing.
This is an answer from God. The prayers of people across the country. How many people believe it?
We're all not just men of science, but men of faith who believe God created this world in an orderly way that could be studied and benefited from. Wow. And Nicole, one chief reason we ought to take this vaccine is not only for our own benefit, but for the benefit of others. In Philippians 2, Paul said, don't merely look out for your own interest, look out for the interest of others. And then he used the Christmas story as an example. Jesus Christ came from heaven to earth not to meet his needs, but to meet our needs.
You know what,
and
folks,
in the same way, we ought to put the needs of others even above our own.
That's right. This is called resting judgment. This is called a perversion of the Word of God. This is an individual who has not the Holy Ghost to take the Word of truth and make it into a lie in hopes that you'll believe it is exactly what this guy just did. Matter of fact, if somebody knows Pastor Jeffress, I would love him to get him on the show. I would love to get him on the show here, and I would love to just kind of walk him through the facts like I have others. Because of the fact of the matter, friends, is this is one of these individuals that is right next to Donald Trump on his evangelical board who sounds more like a salesman. Maybe he's working for Bill Gates now because he sounds and he's parroting exactly verbatim the things that Bill Gates has said, friends. This is Pastor Jeffress. Apparently, he forgot the law of truth, which is supposed to be in his mouth, Malachi 2:6, because this man is blatantly lying to you. Now, this is what I want you to catch, okay? This is a nurse. This just came out just yesterday. This is brand new information that took the vaccination, that's learned the hard way, and she's trying to get the American people to pay attention to the same things that we have been telling the American people for 9 months now. She believed the lie. She took it on. Now she's eating the fruit of her own ways. But before I play this, remember what Donald Trump said. He said that this is a Christmas miracle. Listen to what Pastor Jeffress said. These vaccinations are a present from God. Now listen to the fruits of their lies and listen to what this nurse who just got the vaccination has to say to the American people in contrast to what these individuals have been telling you far too long.
I am a registered nurse in Nashville, Tennessee, and my name is Kalila Mitchell. I'm reaching out to everyone about the COVID-19 vaccination. I recently took the COVID-19 vaccination. After the shot, I felt fine, but within 3 days, I went to the doctor because I had problems with my face. The whole left side of my face, actually. I have Bell palsy now. And as you can see, I can't smile. I'm trying to smile. I'm just kind of embarrassed. But I just want everyone to know that I think this vaccination is the worst thing ever. And I would not give this to anybody, even my worst enemy. Please, America, they do not care about us. Do not take this vaccination.
Whoa. I got to tell you, folks, I can feel her. Please, she just got the vaccination. Do not take this. I wouldn't give this to my worst enemy, she said. She said, they don't care about us. Oh, no, that's the truth of the matter. Why, America, do we have to learn the hard way? I was asking yesterday to my wife, why is it that we know what the Word says, but we want to test the Word to see if it's really true or not? Is it true that we reap what we sow? If we sow to the flesh, we're going to, of the flesh, reap corruption? Oh, you better know it's true. If you sow to the Spirit, folks, there's blessings there, too. You're going to reap everlasting life. I got to tell you, I hate saying to people, I told you so. But when I watched the video, the first thing that went through me was how many times have people been on their blowhorns, their megaphones, their microphones, television sets, video platforms, social platforms, trying to warn the people concerning the truth of the issues until they learn the hard way. I wouldn't wish this on her. But America, I'm trying to say the same things to you. Listen to what this woman is telling us. I wouldn't wish this on my worst enemies. We'll be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
I picked up your radio station on a travel. Heard Mr. Dean, and I am loving this. I am spreading the word as much as I can. I just want to call and say thank you very much for opening my eyes. The topic tonight was interesting, and I will be listening back quite often.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
I'm Dr. Ignatius Piazza, founder and director of Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and TrumpsArmy.us. Are you willing to stand with President Trump and the U.S. armed forces he commands to help defend the office of the president, the streets of America, and the U.S. Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic? Then go to TrumpsArmy.us and allow me to reward you for your patriotism as only I can. TrumpsArmy.us. We are Trump's citizen patriots. TrumpsArmy.us.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. I got a lot of phone calls lining up right now. With that said, friends, what I'm going to do is I'm going to get over to the topic, and then I'm going to take these phone calls because I always want to open up the lines to the callers. By the way, if you want to check us out online, these articles are available on sonsoflibertymedia.com. So are our platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com. The articles are available. Our live platform on our social platforms is available on the top right. Click onto it. Join us on Top Chat. That, again, is sonsoflibertymedia.com. We're also on beforeitsnews.com, the front page up on the top left. You'll see us right there. Click onto us. Join us on Top Chat, beforeitsnews.com. Let me hit the topic really quick, and I'm going to get over to our callers. Another business assaulted by this government that's tolerated by the American people. Fully armed officers illegally raid California hair salon. Okay? So I'm going to give you the gist of it right here. The Federalist, and by the way, you didn't hear this through the mainstream media, did you? Do you understand the danger of what's taking place through omission? This is what they're censoring. The FederalistPapers.org reported fully armed and armored state officers raid California hair salon that refused to close under COVID mandates. Now, keep in mind, the Supreme Court stood up and told Newsom, back off. The state Supreme Court stood up and told the people of California that what this governor's doing is unconstitutional, okay? But he's doing it anyways. Also pay attention to the fact that there is a recall going on there that's gaining momentum in the state of California. California, you go. Don't stop at a recall. Charge him for his crimes after he's removed Article 1, Section 3, Clause 7. Governor Gavin Newsom will seemingly stop at nothing to destroy small businesses in California under his most recent draconian COVID-19 shutdown. Let's call it for what it is. Unconstitutional equals illegal COVID-19 shutdown orders. That's what they're called. Not draconian. They're illegal, okay? Finding little support for his dictatorial mandates from local law enforcement and sheriff offices across California, they won't enforce his unconstitutional edicts. He has resorted to using obscure state agencies to do his dirty work, as discovered by unsuspecting salon owners on Wednesday. Without warning, uniform armed officers with the California Department of Consumer Affairs raided the 7-year-old Pomp Salon in North Stockton's upscale Lincoln Center, owned by husband and wife Dino Ballin and Vicky Kirk. About 5 armed state police officers burst into our salon shouting, "Drop everything you're doing. Stop. You're being shut down," said Kirk. Kirk, who recorded the incident on her cell phone, said the officers spent an hour questioning about them as to why the salon, who supports 40 stylists, was open during Newsom's COVID-19 stay-at-home orders. Did you hear what I said? The law forbids what Newsom's doing, but he's doing it anyways. That's the definition of tyranny, friends. That is the definition of tyranny. And again, they're only doing what the people are allowing them to get away with. It's not enough, California, to all my friends out there, you Californians, it's not enough to recall him. That's great. That's a great first step. But he must be charged for his crimes against the people. Article 1, Section 3, Clause 7. We got Steve calling in. Steve, I've got 3 callers, so I will give you a minute, sir. You go for it. What say you?
Well, the unfortunate thing about that preacher is He's not even taking into consideration the babies that were murdered to make the vaccines.
Oh, of course.
There's no way, and there's no way God's gonna, you can pray to God and say, "Dear God, please help me benefit from this murder." He's totally lost.
Yeah.
But as far as that nurse, you know, I discuss this with people all the time because they're trying to pressure us to take the vaccines, and they're just salesmen, and I ask them straight out, and she probably would have argued with me before this happened to her, but I'm like, if they got immunity, Congress gives them immunity,
yep.
There's a reason they needed immunity.
That's right.
Because people are going to get hurt.
Yep.
Otherwise, it'd be satisfaction guaranteed. We'll pay for anything that goes wrong.
And Steve, notice how they indemnify these companies, these vaccine companies. In 1986, under the good guy Ronald Reagan, signed into law in November of 1986, it's called a Child Protection Act. What does it do? It offers indemnification to vaccine companies. So if something goes wrong with you or a family member or your children or your husband or your wife, they want to remind you that there's nothing that you can do to them about it concerning the consequence of what they just put into your body. I'm not making this up, friends. Notice the title. This is how they sell everything they sell to the American people. If you would just pull the curtain back and understand, the opposite 9 times out of 10 is true. It's absolutely true.
And all the literature they're sending us, like that nurse, you know, they're sending us, they don't include all the ingredients. They include some of the ingredients.
Of course. Yep. Robert Kennedy.
And they're leaving out all the symptoms that are the side effects that you can get. They do some, not all.
That's right. You know, that's right. Robert Kennedy just came out. I just seen an interview with him because he's a part of who the media is going to start to demonize now because he's resisting. He's educating people as to what's inside of these vaccinations. It's interesting because he is actually defending the children, protecting the children from these big pharmaceutical companies that are being let loose on them, making them a prey, in fact. But he had said that there's over 400 adverse side effects to vaccinations. How many have we heard of? Steve, I'll give you the last
word. And of course, all those media people have been paid gobs of money.
Oh, absolutely.
To say that if they're getting rich off of the kids being hurt, they aren't going to be against it.
That's right. And go back.
The conflict of interest is horrible.
Go back to Jeffress. Keep in mind, he received money, major amounts of money concerning these omnibus bills to basically pay him off to keep his church afloat while he continuously serves the state. Just think about that, Steve, because that's exactly what's happening here. We got Wes calling in from Indiana. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, my friend?
This is Wes calling in, and I am calling to apologize to you. I am a person that made comments about the commercials, and I suppose I was being selfish because I listen to Tim in the mornings, and I love having a full hour of conversation and then some on Dave. So, yeah. I appreciate your explanation for that today. I understand it better today, and by no means do I mean to be disrespectful to you or the message. You are on fire today, and I'm loving this show. So I'll let you get on with your other people to speak with, but I just wanted to ask for your forgiveness for that.
Oh, hey, Wes, first of all, I didn't have you in sight. I had a couple other people in sight on a different platform, so I didn't even see you out there, Wes. So that was really not needed, but I totally do appreciate it. But I do want people, now that I have you on the phone, to understand that GCN came in. We were on Salem Communications for 13 years. And we had commercials, and then all of a sudden GCN came in and said, hey, listen, why don't you guys come over here and we'll get you out there nationally? And that's exactly what they did. So I am not going to strain at the gnat and swallow the camel. If they're willing to pick us out there and throw our voice out there and our message out to the country as well as 53 other countries, hey, I'm all game. I'm humbled by it, Wes. So that's where we're at, and I totally appreciate it. I totally appreciate it.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you for what you're doing.
Thank you, Wes. We got Tom calling in from Florida. What say you, my friend?
Hey there. How are y'all doing today?
I'm doing good. Thanks.
Listen, I wanted to find out. I know you, your source of scripture is the King James Version, which was actually taken from the Catholic Church years ago and published in 1611. Why won't you read or return to the Catholic Church for scripture if you got the scripture from the Catholic Church to begin with?
Are we talking canon law here? Are we talking about ecclesiastical law? Are we talking about...
It's very simple.
You know, it may be simple to you, Tom, but I'm asking you a question. Are we talking about ecclesiastical law, canon law? Because if that's what we're talking about, I need to know. Because if we're going to get into semantics concerning the Catholic Church, the Catholic Bible, the King James Bible, and how many other translations of the Bible, we're going to have a show all by ourselves, and it's probably going to get really drug up.
The Catholic Church had the original.
Okay. Okay. We.
So I mean, you've rewritten it. Why?
No. So where are you at, Tom? What do you mean I've rewritten it? It was around for how long before?
1611, right?
Okay, and where did that come from? Where did
Catholic Church. Okay. We were the only ones who had it.
Okay, so what's your point, Tom? What's your point that you want to make here?
But basically, why would you rewrite Holy Scripture that's already holy?
I didn't rewrite it. You sound like your worst own enemy, Tom. I didn't rewrite the Bible.
No, it was rewritten in 1611. That's a fact.
Okay, and when was your Bible written? Listen, if it's good for John Wesley, if it's good for Charles Spurgeon, if it's good for Smith Wigglesworth, if it's good for the patriarchs of the past, I'll tell you what, it's good enough for me. And it's spirit on the word.
The Catholic Church put together the books that you have in the Bible now, but you don't reference the Catholic Church at all.
Oh, I didn't know that I denounced them. I'm sorry, Tom. Well, I mean, it sounds like you have a problem with me when I don't know what your problem is. So
no,
therefore,
you just don't recognize the Catholic Church as the source of the King James Bible.
I never denounced it. There's your problem.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is George Dory from Coast.
Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, we support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.